celebrating the Advent season by lighting our Advent candles. We've tied this into a series that we're doing called The DNA of the Messiah. We've talked about different aspects of the lineage of Jesus. We've talked about five women that are mentioned in Scripture. In fact, we see their stories all through Scripture. Each one of these ladies showcased an attribute of God. We see God at work in the lives of these five women. And we have celebrated, looking forward to the coming of Messiah. We have seen where He came from. I've said this before. As a child, I always thought that Jesus' bloodline was a holy bloodline. Well, we found out as we've studied this, that those people are anything but holy. They're just kind of like everybody else. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So this is not a picture of a holy bloodline. This is a picture of a God. First of all, a God of hope. We saw this through the life of Tamar. How God restored hope to a disenfranchised family. Then we saw faith in the story of Rahab, how that having heard the story of the deliverance of Israel, she came to faith in God and was able to have her family delivered and came a part of the lineage of Jesus. Then we studied the story of Ruth, and that overwhelming theme was love, her love for her mother-in-law and God's love for humanity. Then the other Friday night we talked about David and Bathsheba, a very tragic story of adultery, betrayal, how it set a string of events in a family that almost destroyed it. But in the midst of it, we saw God's grace. We saw His grace prevail. And a family that had been almost destroyed became a family that is known as the lineage of the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of David, as He's called in Scripture. And today, Christmas Day, we light the Christ candle. This is the thing that Israel had looked forward to. This is the thing that they had hoped for, was the Messiah. And we celebrate that today as we celebrate Christmas. But also, we as believers, we also are looking forward to another time. And that's when Messiah will come back. And you know what He'll do? He'll restore hope. He'll restore faith. He'll restore love. And He will restore God's kingdom in this earth. And that's something that we look forward to as believers today. We're going to read a verse today. We're not going to be long. Man, we're not going to be long. We're reading today from Luke chapter 1 and beginning with verse 26. We're actually going back 9 months from the time of the birth of Christ. Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. To a virgin. Reminds me of the Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and we shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. You know, it was the dream of every Israeli mother, woman, to be the mother of the Messiah. Because there had been a promise for hundreds of years that a deliverer was coming. And the greatest honor that could be bestowed upon a woman would be to be the mother of the Messiah. So it was something that was anticipated by every young woman of Jewish descent. Will I be the one to be the mother of the Messiah. You know what? When the time came, it's interesting. When you think about the impact that Christianity has had upon the world, that you would think that God would choose the mighty, the influential, maybe even the government, to bring forth the Messiah. But you know what he did? He didn't choose the line of Levi, which was the priestly tribe. He chose this whole line that we've been studying this 5 weeks, the line of Judah. The line of Judah. These were not considered great among the people of Israel. In fact, when you came to where the angel came to, it was not a great city. It was not a wealthy family. I wondered if Joseph ever thought, why would God choose us? Because I can't give him a fine home. And the Son of God deserves the finest and the best. That's the way we think. Maybe that's the way Joseph thought. But God chose the lowly, the meek, the humble, not the mighty. And you know what? He still does that today. How do we have to come to the Lord humbly, broken, looking for something that we don't have? It's not haughtiness. It's not about the government. It's not even about religion. It's about a relationship with God. And God chose this young virgin in a remote city to be mother of Messiah. And the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Don't you know? Her sitting in a room by herself, and this big honking angel comes in, Gabriel. Gabriel is the messenger angel. There's Michael and Gabriel, and then there was Lucifer. Michael is the war angel. But they are very intimidating, because there's a lot of times that these angels appeared that grown, honking big men trembled at the sight of these angels. Can you imagine Mary sitting in a room by herself, and all of a sudden this big, probably 6-7 foot angel comes walking in, and I bet it scared her. What do you bet? It would me. I'm just being real. It would scare me a little bit. But notice what he said to her. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. I wonder if Mary thought or wondered, what did I do to deserve this? You know what the answer is? Nothing. Nothing. It was not in she who chose, but the one in whom was the chosen. A lot of times we look at our blessings. We look at our country, at our families, and our blessings that we have. And we sometimes wondered, what did I do to deserve this blessing? You know, the answer is nothing. It wasn't through your strength or your power or your righteousness or anything like that. It was in God who chooses to bless. And see, what we're seeing is the heart of our Father God. The heart of our Father God. People say, I found God. Really, God found you. God was looking for you. And God chose Mary. And he sent his messenger to Mary to bring her this message. And I love this because the first thing he says is, rejoice. You're fixing to have a blessing, girl. Highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. The lineage that we've been studying for these last 5 sessions. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Now there's a lot of things that this angel said to her that she didn't understand and perceive at that time. And she would think about these things later. In fact, the whole plan of God is shown in this simple message to this humble girl. Then Mary said to the angel. Now she's not in unbelief. She's just not understanding how this is going to happen. You know, sometimes we look at God and God says something to us and we think, how can this be? I don't know how this is going to happen. Well, listen, it really wasn't up to Mary. It was up to God. And, you know, we need to realize sometimes as a church, as an individual, that there are things that God puts on our heart and we think, how can that be? Well, it's up to God. It's not up to us. Our part is very simple. Our part is very simple, and we're going to see this in just a second. How can this be since I do not know a man? I'm engaged, but I'm not married, and I've never been with a man. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. He's going to be God in the flesh. Reminds me of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made manifest, made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. So we see that the angel explains this to her. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Now, here's the crux of what we want to say. Here's Mary's part in this whole thing. It was simple. She didn't choose to be the mother of the Messiah. She was chosen by God to be mother of Messiah. Yes, she was pure, although she was fallen like the rest of us. But she had kept herself. She was faithful to God. But that doesn't earn you blessing. She had one part to play in this. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. He was waiting to hear from her. Let it be unto me according to your word. At that moment, the Son of God was conceived in her womb. The Holy Spirit came on her and overshadowed her, but her obedience to what God said caused that thing to be conceived in her. Now, Mary is an example to us today. I'm about done. Praise team, if you want to come back. Mary's an example to us today. We have a book full of promises. We have been uniquely designed by God for a purpose. But none of that goes to work in our lives until we're willing to say to God in humility and obedience, "Be it unto me even as you have spoken." When we see the promises of God, we, like Mary, can say to God, "I see that, Lord, your word says this. Be it unto me even as you have spoken." You know what happens when we do that? That thing is conceived on the inside of us. That's how God produces in our lives. As we, through obedience, see, we've seen hope. We've seen the power of faith. We've seen the power of love. We've seen the marvelous story of grace. But our response to all of that needs to be, "Lord, be it unto me as you have spoken. Be it unto me as you have spoken." We have an active part in what God wants to do in all of our lives. And that's the simple thing of obedience. Hi, brother. How are you? A simple act of obedience. It's a simple step of faith based on hope, based on faith, based on love, and by God's grace. Amen? So let's be like Mary today. Let's have the heart of Mary. And let's be obedient to what God says. Amen? Let's stand. We're going to sing one more song.